sentenced him to 22 months in jail. This happened last Thursday. His lawyer told the court her client was sorry for the harm he caused his victims. Maybe the guy's got a career as a cleaning person. Who knows? But when you came home and saw that dinner with the wine poured, would you have eaten it? Not a chance would I have eaten that. It's 7 o'clock on the Noggin at WRJN. Let's check news.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London. Israel marks 1 year since the October 7th massacres, the greatest loss of Jewish life since the Holocaust of World War II. Sobs at the site of the Nova Music Festival, where hundreds of young Israelis were murdered. Parents came to mourn their lost children.
He came to the Nova to dance, to enjoy his life, but the Hamas murdered him.
It's like a nightmare, and it's not finished.
London, one of many world capitals, seeing vigils remembering the dead and the 101 living hostages still believed held by Hamas.
My mom is a Holocaust survivor, and I need to support them in every way I could. This is a very, very important day.
Inside Israel, pressure's growing on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to do more to get the hostages home. Something the ongoing Israeli assaults on Gaza and now Lebanon have failed to do. I'm Vicky Barker in London. Now with more CBS News, here's Deborah Rodriguez.
People along Florida's west coast are facing new disaster as a Category 2 Hurricane Milton threatens to wreak havoc just a week and a half after Hurricane Helene upended life there. Governor Ron DeSantis.
The entire Florida peninsula on the Gulf side has the potential to have major impacts from storm surge.
Landfall is expected Wednesday, less than a month until the election, and Donald Trump rallied supporters in battleground Wisconsin.
30 days from now, we're going to win the state of Wisconsin. We're going to defeat Kamala Harris.
Harris focused on abortion rights on Spotify's Call Her Daddy podcast.
This is not about imposing my thoughts on you in terms of what you do with your life or your body. It's saying the government shouldn't be telling people what to do.
The Supreme Court reconvenes for a new session today. CBS's Jan Crawford.
The justices are kicking off what is shaping up to be another significant term, with major cases on a wide range of hot-button issues. Guns, LGBTQ rights, the use of deadly force by police, and laws and regulations designed to protect minors.
Preliminary data from the CDC shows overdose deaths from fentanyl appear to be declining sharply in the U.S. thanks to better access to treatment and the OD reversal drug naloxone. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
They found a 10% drop in deaths in a recent 12-month period, a signal efforts to combat the use of deadly fentanyl may be starting to work.
S&P futures down 29. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Another Kenosha Quick Trip is on the agenda this week. The city's north side could see a major change as Quick Trip has announced plans to build a new convenience store at the location of the Fireside Restaurant on 30th Avenue. Plans will be reviewed at a planned commission meeting this week. There's a hearing Wednesday for a 16-year-old from Racine charged with four counts of attempted homicide. The teen allegedly shot at a car containing his ex-girlfriend and three others on September 27th near Bird and Sycamore. The victim, a 15-year-old girl, reported the incident to police. The teen accused, who is denying involvement, is scheduled for a preliminary hearing Wednesday. A fire that took two lives in Walworth County Saturday night is now being treated as a potential crime scene. The Walworth County Sheriff's Office is investigating the fire in Lyons. Details about the fire's origin and the victim's causes of death remain unknown. Fire crews from Racine and Kenosha counties were called to assist with that response. A new water main is getting laid in Racine, but you may be slowed down as a result. This morning, work started at the intersection of North Memorial and Maple Street. That intersection will be closed for a week. The Racine Water Utility is putting in a new 42-inch water main. Drivers are being told to plan for detours. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Packers get the win in L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the Rams 24-19. Tight end Tucker Kraft with two touchdown catches, including one that went for 66 yards.
Excellent play call. Like, we had that set up, and we were coming in for our second half adjustments. We liked the defense they were giving us on second and medium, so we dialed it up, and we executed.
Wide receiver Romeo Doubs, suspended by the team for not reporting to practice last week, head coach Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to our conversation. I fully anticipate him coming back. I'm hopeful that he'll come back.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers with a 52-6 win over Purdue in Madison. The Badgers travel to Rutgers next. NBA, the Bucks open their preseason with a loss in Detroit, 120-87. Bobby Portis led with 16 points.
To help a team win, you know, I've learned this, to fight through it, go out there and play. At the end of the day, basketball remains the same. The game never changes.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We are going to be a little fall-like today, but we're going to crank it back up into the upper 70s by later this week. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 65 this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low of 48. Tomorrow, sunshine, 68. Wednesday, 68. We're talking 80 by Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
I saw a dog wearing a sweater. I thought that looked ridiculous. Because dogs don't have arms. If you're going to put clothes on a dog, try, like, two pairs of pants. Two little pairs of skinny jeans. Collie walking by. Hey, that dog plays bass. Halloween's my favorite holiday because you don't have to celebrate it with your family. What are you doing for Halloween? I gotta fly back east and go trick-or-treating with my parents.
Time.
Timeless Hits with the Beach Boys and WRJN. Hey, what's the one thing you can do to make other people's jobs easier? Here's some of the best answers we heard. Paramedics say, pull over and stay on the side until they pass. Nurses say you can tell them your real weight, not lie about it. And people who work in haunted houses around this time of year want you to stop hitting them. Here's Simon and Garfunkel at WRJN.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I'll dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get rough and friends just can't be found, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. When you're down and out, when you're on the street,
Hits with Simon and Garfunkel at WRJN 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM Kenosha, and everywhere the legendary historic AM frequency of 1400. Crayola crayons, we've all had them, right? Well, they released a line of food-scented crayons. This was back in, 1994. They were called Magic Scent, and the wax sticks came in coconut, cherry, and licorice. By 1995, a year later, Crayola removed them from the market. Parents feared their kids would eat them, and yep, 10 of the kids did eat them. So Crayola changed the scents to something less appetizing, like brown, for example, went from chocolate to dirt. Now, you would have thought that Crayola would have thought about this fact that kids might eat the crayons. There must have been some big meeting that said, hey, let's let them taste like cherry. You think somebody would have said, but what if the kids eat them? But I guess a neighbor came up. 7:15 WRJN Sunshine today with high near 67. Clear tonight, lows around 48. Sunny tomorrow with high near 69. The sun is up, the sky is clear. It's 47 degrees right now at Radio Park.
U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde suggested most nursing home residents shouldn't be allowed to vote because of their life expectancy.
Listen to Eric Hovde.
Well, if you're in a nursing home, you only have 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Even though I'm old, I'm doing just fine, Eric Hovde.
Son, I've served this country. I think I can handle a ballot.
Listen to Eric Hovde again.
Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
What's he talking about?
Didn't he learn to respect his elders?
Eric Hovde hasn't just insulted older Wisconsinites. He's also proposed cutting Social Security, Medicare, and nursing home care, even veterans benefits.
He's crazy.
He's a jerk.
Eric Hovde, what's wrong with this guy?
I'm Tammy Baldwin, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Do you know a child who is coping with grief and the loss of a loved one? Hospice Alliance offers Connections, Planting Seeds of Hope, a support group for children and their trusted adults to meet others who are experiencing grief. To learn more about finding healing and peace, or if you're seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. Again, hospicealliance.org.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA-branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
When Senator Tammy Baldwin first went to Washington, the big news story was Y2K. And we were partying like it was 1999. Baldwin has been in D.C. for more than 25 years. And after a quarter century, her values are a lot more Washington than Wisconsin. Baldwin supported providing puberty blockers and sex change surgeries to minor children in Wisconsin. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, even though domestic violence survivors say it would be traumatic to be forced to sleep in the same shelters as men. Tammy Baldwin, 25 years in Washington has changed her, and now she's just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Bowman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
We're just a few minutes away from Paul Harvey and the rest of the story here at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. There's Linda. You're no good.
Feeling better now that we're through. Feeling better because I'm over you. I learned my lesson and left a scar. Now I see how you really are. You're no good, you're no good, you're no good. Baby, you're no good. I wanna say it again. You're no good, you're no good, you're no good. Baby, you're no good. I broke a heart, ooh, that's gentle and true. Well, I broke a heart over someone like you.
Timeless hits at WRJM with Linda Ronstadt. You're no good. It's sunny, 45 degrees. That's almost winter. 45. Wow. Hey, do you ever wonder where all those Hallmark people, those actors for the Hallmark movies are coming from? You know, they make about, what, 10,000 Hallmark Christmas movies each year. So where are they getting the actors? Well, Hallmark had a reality show. It actually debuts later this month where they try to find an actor to be in their next Christmas movie. They make, what, 10,000 of those every year? I think they have a lot of them. They got one of them from the Big Brother TV show. I think he was in two Hallmark Christmas movies. I don't know. They crank those things out like two a day. I think they do. Anyway, I've never seen any of them. I know they have a big following, but, you know. I guess anybody could be an actor. They really need a lot of them, I guess. 723. WRJM, local news and timeless hits, Green River. Here's CCR.
I can hear the bullfrog.
news and timeless hits, Creedence Clearwater Revival, a.k.a. CCR. It's 726 at WRJN, and it's time for Paul Harvey now and
the rest of the story. Guido Casalotti was a much-respected voice teacher and opera coach. His wife, Maria, was an opera star. Guido's home and studio were in a large Spanish-style apartment building, occupied mostly by musicians. So distinguished was Guido Casalotti in his field that impresarios and producers in search of certain voices often called him for advice. One such gentleman, Roy Scott, telephoned Guido at 10 o'clock on a beautiful spring morning. Mr. Scott explained to the maestro that he was casting a particular role. He needed a young girl, preferably about 14, who had had operatic training. Might Guido suggest anyone? Well, Maestro Casalotti paused for a moment, considering the many talented youngsters among his students, when suddenly a small voice was heard on the telephone line. "How about me?" the voice said. It was Guido's daughter, Adriana, who had been quietly listening to the conversation on an upstairs extension. Sternly, Daddy admonished the girl for eavesdropping, insisted that she get off the telephone at once. It ought to be mentioned at this point that Adriana had always been a well-behaved child, so you'll appreciate how entirely uncharacteristic it was when she then and there, without a moment's hesitation, disobeyed her father. I mean right there on the telephone, Adriana started singing. Embarrassed, Maestro Casalotti began apologizing for his daughter. "Nonsense," said Mr. Scott. "Please allow her to continue." And Adriana continued to sing. And when she was finished, Mr. Scott confessed that he was much impressed. Naturally, the young lady would have an audition in person. A great many talented youngsters would be trying out for the same role. Adriana was so elated that she hardly minded the further scolding from her father. "Please, Daddy, please. Could she please try out?" And finally, Daddy gave his consent. Adriana auditioned, and she got the part. But this is the rest of the story. When Maestro Casalotti's daughter broke in on that telephone conversation and started singing, insisting that she was perfect for the role of a 14-year young girl, she, Adriana, was then 18 and a half. The auditions took so long, she was almost 20 before she was chosen from a field of 150 auditioning. And by the time the production itself was completed, Adriana, taking the part of a 14-year-old, mind you, was age 21. But it was to be the greatest role of Adriana's life. As a matter of fact, it was her only success in show business. And yet, over the past almost 50 years, generation after generation of children of all ages have listened to the magical voice speaking and singing, the voice which interrupted a telephone conversation on spring morning back in 1935. Adriana's face was then and is now unknown, but her voice is little changed from that of the Walt Disney animation which she helped to bring to life. For you see, the voice of Adriana Casalotti, the maestro's daughter, is a voice unchanged and unchanging forever. The voice of Snow White. And now you know the rest of the story.
Hey, that is good, isn't it? I didn't guess that one coming. Hey, to learn more how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular radio shows ever to air on WRJN, call us during business hours at 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. You can be one of four category exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. 7:30 on the nose. Let's check news. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Late Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave was posthumously honored with the Friend of County Government Award at a recent meeting. The acknowledgement came at the Wisconsin Counties Association annual conference. Racine County Human Services Director Hope Otto accepted the award on behalf of Delagrave. She talked about his commitment to bettering the community and his infectious optimism. People in Kenosha may soon see improvements to their drinking water infrastructure. The city has applied for funding through the Wisconsin DNR's Safe Drinking Water Loan Program. The project aims to replace lead service lines. The DNR has completed an environmental review, finding no significant impacts. Part of the process does require public input, which is now being taken on the DNR website. Union members continue their strike at the Miller Brewing Company. The members of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers say they're demanding a fair labor agreement from Molson Coors. About 40 workers started picketing last week after rejecting the company's final offer. The union claim it failed to keep pace with inflation. Molson Coors maintains they've made a competitive offer. Tomorrow, President Joe Biden will make a stop in Milwaukee. The exact details surrounding the stop aren't yet known. It is known that he'll be talking about lead pipe replacement. Former President Donald Trump held a rally yesterday at the Dodge County Airport. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack paid a visit to World Dairy Expo on Friday, bringing financial news for dairy. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. What was his announcement? Details coming up.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack made a visit to World Dairy Expo on Friday to announce some $11 million in federal funding that's going towards innovation centers across the United States that help both producers and processors find a bigger part of the marketplace. $3.5 million of that is going towards the Dairy Business Innovation Alliance.
That's why we continue to invest in the Dairy Innovation Centers, because they are helping to create new strategies to modernize facilities, small and mid-sized, create new market opportunities, new products that can be produced, and that's the kind of innovation entrepreneurship that creates options.
USA Secretary Tom Vilsack at World Dairy Expo on Friday. To date, they have invested more than $64 million into more than 600 projects that are increasing dairy supply chain resiliency, creating new markets, and expanding economic growth in rural economies. Markets in overnight electronic trade on a Monday morning. Not so excited about the economy. That's next.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
Tough day on Friday in Chicago for dairy. Barrel cheese dropped 16.5 cents to 195.5. 40-pound block cheese was down 6 at 194.75. Doubly butter gained 0.75 cents to 268.75 per pound. As we get started on a Monday morning, the Class 3 November milk that goes into cheese down 16 cents. Right now, 21.23 a hundredweight. December's down 18 at 20.68 a hundredweight. So far, December corn's unchanged at 424. Right now, November soybeans are down 8 at 10.30. The December wheat, that's currently up 2 cents at 5.92 a bushel. Just a quick snapshot on where numbers stand on an early Monday morning. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
We are going to be a little fall-like today, but we're going to crank it back up into the upper 70s by later this week. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 65 this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low of 48. Tomorrow, sunshine 68. Wednesday, 68. We're talking 80 by Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
We're eating breakfast one morning, just sitting at the breakfast table, her and I, minding my own business. Said to her, you know, honey, could you pass me the butter knife? Thinking something must be bothering Buttercup. So I said, something on your mind, Buttercup? She says, I'm fat. Every married man in this room knows you can't respond to that one, boy. A twitch of the eye could get you killed right here. You ever hear your wife say she's fat, you better become Mannequin Man. And she says, we're joining a health club. Did you hear what I said? I think I heard you say you're fat and we're joining the health club. That was the wrong answer. Spoon. Joining a health club? We're lazy people. We've woken our children up to get the remote for the television. And last month, she made a cellular phone call from our driveway to me in the house, asking me to bring her her purse. What do you do with that call? Hello, get my purse. What are you, in the attic? I'm in the driveway. I'm going to the health club and I need my ID. How lazy are you? Hey, go get your mother's purse and bring it to her.
County Board Supervisor Melissa Caprillion's going to be in just a few minutes here. Talk about what's going on in our town, our city, and her districts. That's straight ahead. 740 WRJN. Right now, sunshine, 45 degrees here at Radio Park. We'll be right back.
everybody's gonna jump for joy. Gonna run to him. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Let me do what I wanna do. I can't decide them all. Gets here, everybody's gonna want a dose.
Same guy who did Do What Diddy Dum Diddy Do. It's hard to believe, huh? Man for a man, the mighty Quinn at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. And according to researchers at Cornell University, where you sit in a restaurant affects how much you eat. There are four things that subconsciously make you eat less. Pick a table that's well lit. Sit close to the door. Sit at the table, not a booth. And make sure you're not facing a TV. Anybody facing a TV is going to eat a lot more. It just works out like that. All right, 743 WRJN, local news and timeless hits. You really got me. These are the Kinks.
You really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Got me. It's local news and timeless hits, 746 at WRJN. And I'm not sure if this is good news or bad news. If you ever thought you were the only, if you thought you were the only woman out there who settled for a so-so boyfriend, it's not the case. A survey asked women to rate the quality of their boyfriends at a scale of 1 to 10. Surprisingly, only half of the women gave their boyfriends a score of 5 or less. The rest, I guess they Five and above. I guess if you're dating someone, you can't give them five or less, but some did, I guess. 7:46, Melissa Caprillion's going to be here. We're talking about the leaf pickup. My wife just asked me about that last night because everybody's shoving their garbage in the streets. And we're going to talk about the leaf pickup schedule and a lot more. 7:46 at WRJN. Sunshine today with a high near 67. Clear tonight. Lows 48. Sunshine tomorrow with a high near 69. As a matter of fact, there'll be no precipitation, just sunshine and clear skies through next Tuesday. Not this Tuesday, a week from this Tuesday. That's pretty good. Sunny, 45 degrees, real autumn-y at Radio Park now.
Just who is Peter Barca? Barca is a career politician we simply can't trust. We can't trust him to protect law enforcement because Barca raised money for an anti-police group that called our officers occupying soldiers. Can't trust Barca on the border either. He voted to support sanctuary cities, putting violent criminals before our families. And while fentanyl floods our streets, Barca chose radical politics over our safety. Our veterans can't trust Peter Barca. He voted to cut the benefits they earned and deserve, endangering our families and communities, dishonoring our veterans. We just can't trust a career politician like Peter Barca.
I'm Brian Stile. I'm working to support families, stand with law enforcement, and honor our veterans. Families are struggling to afford the things that they need. That's why I'm working to lower costs and stop wasteful spending. I'm Brian Stile, and I approve this message because together, we will get our country back on track.
Paid for by Stile for Wisconsin.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Melissa Caprillion, my guest, 5th District Alder, 4th District County Board Supervisor. Wait a second, why can't I hear you? Now I can hear you. Yeah, I got the numbers. You ever get them confused?
No.
And you wander into the 4th District and say, hi, I'm your alder. Whoa, I'm a county board supervisor here.
A lot of it overlaps. I haven't done that. But the one thing that I find myself is reminding which border is which, my county supervisor border or my city alder border. But often my city constituents are also my county supervisory constituents.
Well, I work for a bunch of different radio stations, and I've never confused the call letters. You think after all these years, at one time I worked for 4 different stations, and you'd think that I would have mixed up the call letters after, but I never did for some reason. I don't know why.
It was important.
Well, let's put it this way. Not that I know of.
Ah.
Now, let's talk about first things first, leaf collection.
Yes.
People's number one concern in life is garbage. When are they going to pick it up?
You know, and today starts the day of pickup in Zone A, so roughly around the north side.
I'm B.
Yeah, so you'll see a lot of piles of your leaves, and, you know, it's time for those to clean up their garden spaces as well. People utilize this luxury that we have, that the city will come and pick your leaves up and throw everything else in there.
Can't they come and rake them?
Ooh, well, get those taxes, put in more taxes, and I'm sure they could rake them for you.
Now, when the leaf collections, it's like goes by zone?
It goes by zone.
So A, you would assume my zone B is next, right?
It is.
Does it work like that?
It does work like that. And again, just because today is the start day doesn't mean you'll see those trucks out there if they get some time, because you got the same crew picking up garbage who have to also pick up the leaf. So, you know, allow some leniency there. Zone B is supposed to start on October 9th. And the zone C is the 11th. G
That's like
is
in
the 15th.
Days.
It is.
We got to get raking.
Get raking. But do know if you don't get to it, like for example, mine is A, that so today we have stuff out there. But on the 21st of October will be my second opportunity. And then there's two dates in November. Same with all the other zones.
Where can we get that magic list that you've got?
I have it. It's on the website of the city. It's also on Facebook. So on the City of Racine's Facebook, and go into the search feature and pick up. Type in leaf and it'll pop right up.
You know, they send out, I guess with the tax bill, the schedule for garbage pickup. You got the greens and the golds and all that kind of stuff. There's a mistake on it.
Oh, do tell.
The last holiday we just had recently,
yeah,
they didn't move it. Because my pickup's on Wednesday now. According to that list, it's Tuesday. They never skip the day.
Oh.
I know.
Yeah.
Heads will roll at City Hall.
My goodness.
We always do this thing, third world problems during versus first world problems. And there's some person in the third world right now. We are searching for days for water and food. We haven't found them yet. Who screwed up that schedule of pickup?
So much disruption in Racine.
First world versus third world problems. Yeah. I want to know now who misprinted that schedule.
There is a lot of balancing of dates. So, my neighborhood used to look at me for when I put out my garbage. And they're like, oh, okay, she's got to know when it goes out, right? Now I have to wait for others to do it. But there is an app. You download an app and you can get reminders of when it is. But when I set up the app, I set it up for like 10 minutes before 7 o'clock in the morning. And I leave a lot of times earlier than that. So, and I haven't found a way, I didn't look to go back in there and change out an early reminder. So now I just have to look to my neighbors because I get lost in the holidays.
You know, we used to have a guy, Dave Schultz, who lived across the street from us in the best house on the block. And I always looked at when his garbage, and he was 90 years old, when his garbage was out, mine went out.
See?
But he passed away during COVID. So now we needed a new leader in the neighborhood.
Was it you?
I think I became the de facto leader. I think Rosen put out his garbage, my garbage is going out.
There's always a leader. Yes.
People, they look out their windows. Whoops, they're out there. Let's go.
I've been demoted in mine. So, and then I forget because I sometimes don't put out garbage. I can go months without putting out garbage. Recycle is a different thing because I make sure that I have proper recycling. But now that I have the two foreign exchange students with me.
They generate a lot of garbage.
My goodness. Yes. Yeah. 2 18-year-old boys plus my 11-year-old. And also, you know, when you're getting your leaves out to the curbs, you're cleaning up your garage, you're cleaning up your yard. So yeah, this week we'll definitely have a garbage bin out there.
Do they write home and say, in this country, people actually come by and pick up garbage? This is amazing. And they're happily doing it. They come over, they pick up your garbage pails, they dump it in, they empty it out. This is just amazing. We have to do this in our country. Something like that.
Don, I'm watching a movie with you. I love this. Yeah, there is a lot of stark differences. One is how we manage our waste. Two, they're definitely more eco-minded. The one specifically in Belgium. So he often tells me the stories of the differences and what's allowed. But he reads our labels on our food. And a lot of it's just garbage that's not even permitted in their country. So
I just saw a video the other day. I think I left it for my wife. They take current things we have in this country, products, and they list the ingredients that they do in this country as opposed to other countries. And they are very strict in other countries.
Yeah.
We allow all types of carcinogens and chemicals in our candies, I'll show you the video. I'll look at some of the products in a few minutes. What we allow, and then you go to other countries around the world, they won't tolerate it.
No.
But for some reason,
We do.
Put more of that cancer-causing stuff in my Skittles. I haven't had it. You took away the taste when you took that stuff out. Put it back in.
I don't know. unless we're building some steel trap stomachs, and
these Skittles taste stale. What was that stuff you took out? Caused cancer? Put it back in.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, that's it. I don't know why we allow it in this country.
Isn't that something? It is a big question.
And these are everyday products that we consume every day. And we just put up with it.
Every day. Well,
McDonald's French fries was on the list about some of the things they allow on their French fries that in the UK, they won't tolerate
something
it.
Like that.
Yeah, they won't tolerate
it. Where they just had potatoes, right? Potatoes and salt was on theirs, and now we've got
right,
some.
Right, that was it.
Yeah.
Potatoes and salt, that's all they used.
Yeah.
We have to put some kind of coating on it. So it doesn't rot in the first 10 minutes.
And Don, the potatoes here at McDonald's aren't vegan. You would think that potatoes.
Because they use beef fat.
They use like a beef seasoning.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know how many people pay attention to that.
You do.
Yeah, I do.
I know you pay attention to that. But all these foods that we just put up with and nobody does anything about it.
No.
Don't we have a Food and Drug Administration in this country? Aren't they supposed to watch out for that stuff?
Don, you got to get them on your show.
Now, why don't we have the Racine Food and Drug Administration?
I like you that can idea.
Head it. No,
I can head it.
I appointed you the head of that.
Thanks, okay. Don. One more thing for me to do.
Okay, so the before we get to the meat of why I wanted you in here today, sure. You didn't just bring you in here to say hello. You got your foreign exchange students, and one's from Belgium.
Yes.
The other's from?
Spain.
From Spain. You know who's from Belgium?
Tell me.
You don't know? Hercule Poirot, the famous detective from Agatha Christie.
Oh.
They always say, oh, you're French? No, I am Belgian. He's Hercule Poirot.
I didn't know.
From Murder on the Orient Express and all the things that Agatha Christie did with him. From Belgium. And they're here through the school year?
They're here, yeah. They'll leave in the summer, the beginning of the summer of 2025.
Wait till they find out. In this country, we have to shovel our own sidewalks, even though the city owns the sidewalk, but we've got to shovel it.
Well, I at least have helpers this year, so I'm
thrilled. Is that why you got them?
That's exactly right. No.
Okay, I want you to weed the garden. I want you to mow the lawn. I want you to, you're going to be shoveling the sidewalk. I can ask you about that, and I brought that up to a city alderman once. How come the city owns the sidewalk, but I have to shovel it?
Are you looking for some assistance? I'm sure your city alder.
No, I want assistance. I want an answer.
Can get that.
I want an answer. Why I have to show? You know that strip of lawn between the sidewalk and the street. City owns that, but I have to mow it.
Yeah.
I don't own it. Can I get ownership of it? Can I own the sidewalk? And if somebody trips on the sidewalk,
you have to pay for assessment. It is part of your assessable property. So if you do need a square redone. That is going to be on you.
But I don't own it.
Well.
And if somebody trips on it, they could sue me. And I don't own it.
Got to stay on top of those things.
But the city does come by and put X's on there when they want me to fix it.
It is part of your accessible property.
So you thought you were coming in today just to be happy and we're going to talk about nice things.
I still have a smile, Don.
We haven't begun yet.
If anyone has the opportunity to come in here with Don, it is truly like I'm at a movie watching him. Yeah. So he's so theatrical. I love it.
All right. We've got 8 o'clock. Melissa Caprillion is here, Alder and County Board Supervisor. 8 o'clock on the Noggin. More with Melissa coming up in a moment. First, let's check news in the morning.
News and time.